The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. Yo, welcome to the Make the Cut podcast. I'm your host, Jacques Leung, joined by
Zion Damji,
Linus Kang,
and Mark Rende.
And you just made the cut.
Hello and welcome to Season 4, Episode 3 of the Make the Cut podcast. I'm your co-host Linus Kang, joined by Jacques Leung.
Jacques Leung and
Mark Rende and Zion Damji. Yeah. But today we are joined by two more guests, aren't we, Mark?
Oh yeah, so we're excited to be back on the airwaves. And we have two very special guests from another Spirit Live show. Their show is actually a live show. We have Luke Spadzinski and Emmett Bodie from the Beats in Boots podcast. So Luke and Emmett, how are you doing today?
Good. Good. How are you? Here. I'm excited to be here.
Pretty good, thank you. Thanks for coming on the show. First, can you introduce yourselves a little bit and tell us a bit about your Spirit Live podcast and what it's about and what do you do?
Yeah, sure. I'll take this one. I'm Luke. I'm a hip-hop fan, and basically our show, each week, we bring a new artist or album or song to the table.
Okay.
And the whole premise is Emmett's a hip-hop fan.
No, I'm a country fan.
Oh, wait, yeah, you're a country fan.
Ew. They don't even speak.
They don't even know their own podcast.
There's nothing wrong with country. Come on now.
There's a few things wrong with country. But if you want to hear about it, listen, Wednesdays, 10 a.m.
Yeah, we each bring an artist per week, and we debate what's better, country or hip-hop. And we also like to share new music. So if you're looking for some new music, listen in.
Wonderful. Yeah, so it's a music podcast.
Yeah.
And we have a basketball podcast. So like they said, check out Beats and Boots. We'll say 10 a.m. on Thursdays.
Wednesdays.
Oh, 10 a.m. on Wednesdays at spiritlive.ca. Beats and Boots, our friends. Mm-hmm. So today we're mixing the two worlds of each podcast together. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They have a music podcast. We have a basketball podcast. How about an episode about music lore and basketball?
Ooh.
NBA music lore. So when I say NBA music lore, what like comes to mind for you guys?
We would normally think hip hop, right? Hip hop is probably
You
know what I think about? Sure.
What do you think about, Luke?
I think of LeBron James Yabba Dabba doing.
What's
the Yabba Dabba do?
Like the Yabba Dabba do that old Navy.
It was like LeBron James was like lip syncing to a rap. Some song on his Instagram story, and he was going yabba dabba doo because he didn't know the lyrics.
He's a yabba dabba doo, Royal Navy.
I don't know who else. Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh yeah, Shaq.
Yeah, his DJing skills.
DJing and rapping. DJ.
Big Diesel.
He doesn't really rap anymore, but he DJs more now. But he raps in like the 90s and stuff.
He had that one diss track on Kobe, didn't he?
I don't remember that one.
Or not a diss track, but he was in like a club.
It was in the club, and then he was like, "Kobe, tell me how my."
Booty taste.
In the midst of the beef.
Yeah, I just feel like there's a lot of overlap between like basketball and hip hop specifically. Like you saw like this summer with like They Not Like Us, all the Kendrick Lamar and Drake beef.
Oh,
yeah.
DeMar DeRozan.
Kendrick had that concert at the Forum.
Who else was at like that
DeMar
concert?
And
LeBron was there.
But he didn't go on stage. Yeah.
I think it was just LeBron and Drake in terms of like basketball players.
Drake
J. Cole and Dennis Smith
Jr. Drake the basketball player.
J. Cole was there.
I mean, he did win his won his league inside of his house. He's the champion.
Drake's.
Of...
He had the whole press conference for himself.
Oh yeah.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like I mean, another thing that I just said, J. Cole and Dennis Smith Jr. It's really close. I don't know why that is.
They're both from Charlotte, no?
That makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, but like he was in the dunk contest too, like J. Cole.
Yeah.
He missed.
Yeah.
We all know he can dunk.
And then J. Cole also playing for the Scarborough Shooting Stars in the CEBL.
Yep.
True.
Yep.
That's cool.
And in the Basketball Africa League.
Yep.
For a Rwandan team. We talked about hip hop intersections. How about Emmett's side? How about country music and basketball?
There's honestly not a lot. There's a lot of like college references, so you could like conceive that as maybe like college basketball references, but it's mostly college football. There's a lot of references to college football, so that's where you get a lot of the sports references in country music.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can think of Jimmy Butler is a really big country fan.
He was in a music video, wasn't he?
Yeah, like I remember like maybe a year ago he was in Toronto to watch a Morgan Wallen concert at Budweiser Stage.
Yeah,
fair.
Bruce Brown is also a big country fan.
Yeah, Bruce Brown is just a cowboy.
Yeah,
yeah, he gives me those vibes.
He wants to be Federico too, bad, so sure. bad, bro.
Federico.
One more piece of, like, I guess NBA music lore. It's back to hip-hop. It's kind of hip-hop and then kind of R&B. It's like one that you guys might not know about. It's called Rip City Rhapsody, okay? Yeah. So it came from the Portland Trailblazers in the early 90s when they were... That was like a really great era for the Trailblazers. They went to 3 straight finals.
Like Drexler.
Lost them all. Yeah, lost all 3 of them, but...
Hey, at least they made it.
There was like Clyde Drexler, Kevin Duckworth, Jerome Kersey, Terry Porter, like all them, right? And then they made this like music collective called Rip City Rhapsody where they like... recorded their own songs and like recorded themselves in a studio and stuff.
Is it cool. Any good though?
It's kind of terrible.
Oh, what?
But I mean, their music videos were cool, but like when they get filmed recording it in the studio, like you can see it's filming them behind the mic. They just have like no presence behind the microphone and they're just like super flat and like a pool noodle.
And apparently they don't have presence on the court during the finals too. Okay.
How many rings did they win? Yeah. How many rings did they win?
Zero.
They collected them.
Because MJ was just like, Clyde Drexler's not
second
better
best player of all time. Michael Jordan.
Facts.
That is true.
That is true.
Who's a better rapper, Michael Jordan or LeBron?
Oh, LeBron.
That's LeBron.
That's LeBron. That's not even close.
Boom, 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 boom. You know what I'm talking about? Hit a rolly, so with a rolly on.
did you say LeBron like originated a deluxe album concept?
Oh yeah. LeBron was on like an interview talking about like he's like, oh my god, we got 16 tracks, but you could only fit 14. Like this guy's so cool, you know?
Yeah.
So LeBron's like, you know, tell your fans like, thank you for taking this ride for us, you know, with us. Here go 2 more. So LeBron invented the deluxe. He discovered the Migos. What can't he do?
That's true.
He can do everything. I bet LeBron could make some really good food.
He can't win 6 rings. He can't win 10 scoring titles. He can't win a defensive player of the year.
He could beat the greatest team of all time.
He's the greatest of all time with aura.
Down 3-1. He can come back from down 3-1.
I've never seen them beat 72-10 the Bulls, bro.
He can come back from down 3-1. I guess a 73-9 team. He can do that.
I mean, I guess he loves going to game 7 where MJ doesn't need a game 7 to win the finals.
Yeah.
Because he was playing a refrigerator as a player.
So debate aside about GOAT debate.
Yeah. Jordan and LeBron. This is what happens when we have two people that love LeBron James a little too much.
He was versing rappers, I guess we could say, now that we learned something about the Blazers.
What?
Oh,
they said you faced the rappers.
Okay, the plumbers debates are all done. It's the rappers now.
In the finals, LeBron was facing rappers too then. Kevin Durant's a rapper.
Yeah, JaVale produced.
Oh, yeah, JaVale McGee is a producer. He was playing against producers.
Yeah, producers and rappers too. So I guess competition is never a debate now.
JaVale McGee had a producer credit on a Grammy-winning Justin Bieber song. I don't know how, but...
JaVale's a smart guy, though, I heard.
Oh, for sure.
Not on the basketball court, but I heard he's a smart guy.
Wait, what was the song he had producer credits on?
I don't know what it was called, but it is some Justin Bieber song.
Wait, Luke, you know?
No.
Oh.
He produced Available by Justin Bieber.
Available. Ain't nobody ever heard of Available, bro. What is Available?
He produced the Quando Rondo song, a Young Thug song. An ASAP Ferg song.
Hey, Young Thug is like in parole for like how many years?
JaVale McGee has to have like the most underrated career of all time. I'll say it. He's an Olympic gold medalist. What, like at least two-time NBA champion. Producer of Justin Bieber songs. That's pretty good.
That has nothing to do with this
NBA resume.
Okay, I think J. Cole might be one of the greatest players of all time.
Okay.
He went platinum without a feature.
Okay, I'll say this. JaVale McGee, more accomplished life than James Harden. That's what I'll say.
Life than
what?
James Harden.
Whoa.
NBA champion. He has a producer credit. That's pretty good.
And cool, like a 4.0 team.
I stand by my co-host.
Doesn't James Harden have an MVP, double-digit All-Stars? He's made like probably 10 times the amount of money.
But how many
JaVale
times
McGee
have you won
the
Shaq and a Fool? Shaq and a Fool MVP.
Yeah, another award.
Both of them are pretty good in Shaq and a Fool.
But JaVale McGee's like MJ to Harden's LeBron.
Yeah, he's like the MJ of Shaq and a Fool. Yeah. Huh?
Speaking of Justin Bieber, how about like basketball references in lyrics and music videos and stuff like that?
God.
There is like that's a whole other iceberg.
There's
so
a
on
lot
the subject
of
Justin Bieber. One I can remember, okay, it's not a rap song, obviously, but like, do you remember the song Intentions featuring Quavo?
Of course.
Yeah.
By Justin Bieber. And then it's like, Justin Bieber, this was like the same year the Raptors won the ring. And then so he was like, Colorado, get that ring, just like Toronto. And I'm like, damn.
Wow. You should sing more often.
That stinks, bro. That's terrible.
That was terrible, bro.
That's because it's in my singing voice, but like in his, it's like lit.
That was, I like that song. It was good back in the day.
Me too, man.
Just a hit. Even Drake, we're speaking of people from Toronto. He's had so many references.
He's from Toronto?
Yeah.
Who, Drake?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I know he's from Toronto.
Yeah, he's actually from Toronto, if you didn't know. But there's one that I like a lot. It's in Nonstop, you know. How I go from 6 to 23 LeBron. That's a fire.
I have another one from Drake when he says, going back-to-back, 96, 95, like MJ, and back-to-back.
Yeah, that's
hard, too. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's a classic reference.
Oh, yeah.
That's a classic reference.
Another reference that I know is, this is, like, the first rap lyric that I first heard from Kanye. It's, I won with the Bucks, boy. Let me Giannis.
Yo, this guy's stinky.
That was terrible. Of course he had to run a Giannis.
Magic Johnson.
Yo, this guy's actually stinky.
That was the first time I heard a Giannis reference in rap.
Yo,
so.
Now that I'm thinking about it, like, the player who has had, like, the most references in rap songs is low-key DeRozan, no? DeRozan?
Like, he's had, like...
In hip-hop songs. Because there's Kyle...
Oh, an I Spy.
There's Drake.
How did I not remember that one?
Drake has dropped his name in what song was it? Was it Lemon Pepper Freestyle? It was one of the Scary Hours.
It was one
hours.
Of the Dark Lane demo.
Or Dark Lane. Was it?
Or Scary Hours. No, Scary Hours.
No, it was Scary Hours. But it wasn't the first one. It was Scary Hours 2.
And then Drake also did the magazine cover with DeMar and Kyle.
Yeah, but that's not exactly
DeMar,
reference,
I say
I
the less I like
I don't think it's DeMar. DeMar and like the
DeRozan had a Kendrick. Had a Kendrick shout out. He also had... a Roddy Ricch shout out.
Yeah, but I feel like MJ has like way more than four.
MJ, yeah, but like comparing to like the fame of DeRozan and the fame of like Michael Jordan, I feel like DeRozan has a lot more like references.
Like in terms of his fame, I guess. But
yeah,
like,
I'm just like DeRozan. If I shoot it, it goes.
Bro, I haven't. Bro, there's not that many MJ references that I can think
there's
of.
There's so
the
many
of.
MJ references.
Maybe older. Like
oh yeah,
back
older
in the
ones.
Day.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
You know the Comethazine song? It was called DeMar DeRozan.
Comethazine made a song
Comethazine like done fell off.
Yeah,
though.
He's gone. He's changed his genre. He's like, is he in country now?
Oh.
He makes country music?
He does not make.
Emmett, can you confirm?
Emmett, like, does Comethazine Emmett. Make country music?
Is that like a spell? I've never heard of that.
Apparently, he says DeMar DeRozan is better than Kobe Bryant all time.
I can see
that's
that.
Why he made the song.
Yeah,
definitely. I agree with that.
My favorite reference wasn't even in like an actual song. It was in a freestyle on LA
no.
Leakers.
Oh my god.
It was a freestyle from this artist that I didn't even know until he went on there.
That's true, same.
DJ from Blue Blocks.
Ooh,
and
cool.
Then he said, floor seats, I got my tool in, fourth quarter yelling, why the Batum.
Oh, yeah.
I think we can like go on a whole separate rant about NBA players catching strays in music. I think Polo G dissed Dylan Brooks in a freestyle. He was like, get Dylan, he's a not a good player, but in a bad word. And then Dylan Brooks or whatever.
But
so many
that.
Players have caught strays.
But since we have Emmett, I kinda wanna stray away from the hip hop scene as well. I don't know too much about country, but
Country.
But there was like a time period where when I first watched basketball. Like when the Raptors were in the finals, I listened to a lot of like rock and all that.
Ew.
What do you mean, ew?
Yo,
rock is
fine,
good.
Bro.
And
stop
then like
hating.
Metallica performed for Bay Area, and then they had like this whole like playlist and like a edit of like just Metallica and the NBA collab. I don't know. I thought that was pretty cool too. Like,
I don't think Metallica is country, buddy. Emmett, can you confirm?
No, I'm just saying. Yeah, man.
I can confirm
saying,
as a country expert. Metallica is not country.
I know it's not country. I'm just saying if we have to stray away from like hip hop because we talk too much about hip hop.
I feel like basketball just has like such important in like American culture that like it goes to like any music genre.
Yeah.
White Iverson by Post Malone is another one.
Yeah. What about Tyler Hero?
How did I forget about that song?
That song was like so. Or Jack Harlow himself was so big like that year.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he went crazy.
Like my final year of high school, I think.
Tyler,
yeah. Grandpa.
Okay, buddy.
That was pretty good.
And then we see like so many rappers just feature on NBA games, and it's so cool to see. Like, and Jack Harlow, pretty. I don't know like,
it was
what
a
happened
Celtics
to the
game.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to the cameraman that he was like screwing the cameras with.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully, they kept their jaws still, but Jack Harlow messed up the camera one time. And like we mentioned, Dennis Smith Jr. and J. Cole, like
true.
The dunk contest thing was there. Yeah.
Even Drake, I mean, he's our brand ambassador. Like, he's huge. Bro, he's probably the biggest rapper in the world.
I have a question.
They got to cut
on the thing. Like, do you guys like Drake as a brand ambassador?
No, not anymore.
I don't know. Like, I think, like, he's got such a huge stay in Toronto. And, like, yeah, he said those comments the other week, but at the same time, he's done so much to, like, bring them to the forefront of culture where I don't know if you can really say, like, because he made a comment about someone who he doesn't like that's not on the team anymore, can you really say that he shouldn't be the brand ambassador? I don't know.
Well, I don't think it's just for that reason specifically. It's just, like, I think now he just attracts so much negative energy towards, like, not just the Raptors, but to, like, Canada basketball. Like, I remember in over the summer in the Olympics and like pre-Olympic games as well. I swear on Instagram when I would see posts about Canada basketball on like SportsCenter or ESPN or something or anything like Canada basketball related, there would always be like so many comments about Drake and like comments dissing Drake when the post itself had absolutely nothing to do with Drake.
Yeah.
Like when people think of Canada basketball, like Americans associate it with Drake, right? And so now we're seeing a lot of really negative associations being made with that. And you saw when he made those comments about DeMar DeRozan saying he would take down DeMar DeRozan's banner if it got retired. The amount of like negative blowback the Raptors got like from that too was like a lot.
I guess. But I don't know if that was the Raptors getting that blowback over his Drake himself.
Yeah, I mean, I don't I kind of feel like time's up kind of to like stop working with him. Like they got what they needed out of it. He got what he needed out of it. Like they grew enough.
I
guess.
I think don't really
think it's necessary anymore.
Like I think we needed Drake originally to help build our identity, but I think now we're good enough as Canada basketball and as the Raptors where we don't need Drake and we barely see him coming to games anymore, interacting with him. Like he's not like how he used to be. So I think both parties have low-key kind of moved away from each other, and I think we should move on.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just because, like, a lot of the personalities that he messed with on the team, they just left, right? Dwayne Casey was the coach he messed with, and Nick Nurse, they both gone. And he messed with DeRozan and Lowry Heavy before. They're both gone now. And then, like, Pascal and Fred, they were cool with him, but they didn't really, you know, they didn't really have a deep connection like Drake had with like Lowry and DeRozan. And then that's where like he's kind of started to like fade away from like, you know, that the Raptors the team, and whatnot. Yeah. And then like even when he does come to games, like you can tell he doesn't really care as much as he used to. And then like he might even like leave halfway through. I remember there was a game where like we were getting blown out and then he just left halfway through. He left at halftime. But I don't exactly remember what game it was. But
yeah, that's what that you don't want to see that from a brand ambassador though. That's what I mean. Like
I guess.
Yeah, he didn't even know the name of like Darko last year.
Yeah. Wasn't he drunk though?
Yeah, but still.
But I guess that's another point.
Do you think that Drake's gonna get anything like hung up? I could
I hope not. Bro, if he gets a banner, bro.
He could get the OVO banner.
Yeah, I honestly could see it.
I could too.
Please no. I don't want to see them make the OVO color jerseys anymore either.
Same.
Yeah, please give it up.
Enough.
Really, I like the OVO color jerseys.
I like the OVO colors, but I feel like they're just not executing it right at all.
Like they're just like, not doing they're just putting it up there to put it up there now. Yeah.
Okay, so basically on our podcast Beats and Boots, each week we do something called TikTok Bait where we do a little segment that will blow up on TikTok. So usually it's like a tier list or a ranking or something like that. And so this, in today's episode, it's just going to be a ranking of NBA players who are also rappers. We're ranking how good their music is.
Okay.
A little spoiler.
Are we doing like best to worst or like A tier, S tier?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
A, B, C, D.
So we're doing a tier list.
Tiering. Yeah. That's okay. Okay. All right.
All right.
Who wants to start us off?
How about Emmett starts us off?
Oh, okay. I see. Damian Lillard. Dame Dollar.
Dame Dollar.
Yeah, he's good.
I give him an A.
Yeah, he's like, very corny. Really corny. Like, remember when he... What was the All-Star game he performed at? Was it Utah, I think? I think it was Utah. He performed at halftime, and I'm like, yo, this stuff stinks,
Like, are we ranking this based off of comparing them to actual music artists or comparing to
other NBA, I think? If their job
is to utter artists, then nobody's like A tier, nobody's S tier.
Yeah, I think it's just gotta be in the world of basketball, NBA.
Yeah. I think in the NBA he's one of the better ones. No, I guess he's
pretty established, but like I personally, I wouldn't listen to his music like ever.
I wouldn't listen to any of his music.
That's how you rank them. You gotta rank them based off of like compared to like each other. NBA. It just can't be in the world of like music. It's got to be in the world of like NBA players' music.
Like, we can't compare this We can't compare this guy to like
Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, we can't compare him to Kendrick or like Tupac. We gotta compare him to like the players that we're gonna list later on.
Yeah, all right. Dame are pretty bad. Gets an S tier.
Yeah, Damian Lillard S tier. That's the only S tier he's gonna get this season.
Yo, this guy dissing his own.
As he's wearing Giannis jersey on his right now.
He's been a good player.
Talking
this season,
crap about his own team he's while he's wearing a Giannis jersey.
Okay, next up.
I have an idea. How about Miles Bridges?
I listened to his music.
He's bad.
F.
He's so bad. It's like
it actually does listen to like AMPs. It listens to like I don't know. It sounds like they're cipher. Like it sounds like a joke. But he actually takes it seriously.
His flow sounds a lot like Miles's flow.
Yeah. That's what I
which is bad. Like, that's not a good thing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like his flow is like Miles, and Miles is like.
Like, he's in it to make a joke out of it.
Yeah, but Miles is, like, dead serious.
Yeah, that's F. That's easy F. Yeah.
F for Miles Bridges?
Yeah, I say F. Like, also, when you listen to his lyrics, it's like he's saying a whole lot of nothing. A whole lot of nothing.
I got one.
Who?
My favorite NBA player. Lonzo Ball.
Pretty good.
I haven't listened to him in a while, but, like, I remember some songs from, like, back in 2018 or something.
Yeah, like he dropped a couple albums, no?
Yeah, I think so.
Didn't he have like that stat where it's like he had more Spotify listed songs than free throws made after like a season or something?
Don't look at that.
Crazy.
Oh yeah, ZO2 and Born to Ball.
Oh, that was a good one. Remember the ZO2 shoes?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that name in forever, bro.
I think you could put him in the
A
tier.
I'll put him in A, yeah.
I put him in A. I don't think he's better than Dame, though.
No, he's not better than Dame, but he's definitely like
better than Miles.
He's definitely better than.
Yeah, I put A.
Like if this was playing ability, probably S, but this is like
A for Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, his flow is really good. I like his flow.
Man, how about Kevin Durant?
Ooh, he's good.
His sample size is pretty small, but
it's small,
like,
but it's good.
Like
man,
his he can rap like well. He reminds you a lot of
'90s vibe.
Yeah, like a Biggie '90s vibe.
I would still put him in A, I think.
Yeah,
I would put him in A.
Yeah. He had
I think A is
that
fair.
One song he had with LeBron that we were listening to before recording.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
I remember
like a Biggie. Yeah, but I think Kevin Durant's A tier. I think like an A.
I'd put him S tier, but the sample size is small.
The sample size is way too small, and then he also doesn't have like the actual numbers like Lonzo Ball does.
Yeah.
So
what do you mean, like Lonzo Ball's 37,000 monthly listeners?
Yes, bro, his 37,000 monthly listeners.
Yeah, I think if he could do this consistently like all the other ones that we just mentioned, I think he could be like an S. But he doesn't have a lot of samples. So he just want to hoop, man. That's what he wanted.
Yeah, he's just a hooper.
Okay, Linus, can we get a last one?
We got a Marvin Bagley III.
Marvin Bagley. Oh, yeah, I forgot he rapped.
He's
all right. He does rap.
It's probably like a C or D.
I'd put it at a C.
I'll put him a C.
He's not that bad. Like his voice is good.
Yeah, his voice is actually pretty good.
I think a lot of the NBA players' voices good.
I remember his drip in his music video was terrible, though.
I mean, his drip in game is terrible.
Is he a better rapper or a baller?
He's just wearing this weird button-up shirt.
Marvin Bagley, it's like he's literally the definition of okay. I think he's just okay.
Just mid.
Yeah.
Say it to
his basketball
face.
And rap.
So, to recap tier list, Dame Dalla gets put on S tier.
Yeah.
Yes,
Miles
sir.
Bridges put in F tier. Ouch. Lonzo Ball and Kevin Durant put in A tier.
Yep.
Marvin Bagley put in C tier.
I like that.
That's a good list.
That's cool.
Right.
That's a perfect list.
I think we should end it here, Zion.
Okay, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Luke and Emma, for joining
us.
Thanks
for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. That was fun.
Anytime, man. Please check out their show Wednesdays at 10 a.m. They provide lots of good insights, and I always tune in.
Yep.
I'm there on the website
sure
at 10 a.m. all
buddy.
The time. Set an alarm for Beats and Boots. So, again, thank you guys for joining us.
10 a.m. Wednesday. Shout out Beats and Boots.
Yeah, follow us on TikTok.
Beats and Boots Pod.
And on Instagram. And you can find us on YouTube under FidCo Productions.
But, yeah, as for us four, you'll see us again in 2 weeks as we continue on season 4.
You don't.
With hopefully a special guest. We don't have 4 episodes.
Spirit Live,
three,
and then
Spirit
we Spotify
it's over.
Episodes.
It's
Spotify.
Over. No.
This is the finale.
Spotify.
Spotify.
You know, if you tune into Spotify, you might get an extra episode.
What an outro. What an
hey,
outro.
Wait. We can only fit three episodes, but we want to say a thank you to the fans. So make a deluxe track, you know?
Why not give him one more? LeBron James.